Let's start with some terms. In Michigan, the crime is ethnic intimidation, but yelling racial slurs at someone isn't enough to be charged with a crime. Kent County Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Chris Becker explains what the ethnic part of the term actually means.
Defendant has to specifically threaten or harass somebody because of their race, gender, color, national origin, or religion.
Beyond the targeted group or individual, the type of aggression also matters.
They have to either assault them, some make some sort of physical contact with them, damage their property, deface property around them, or threaten to assault them or damage property. And there's a reasonable probability that that would happen.
But even if those conditions are met, it's the prosecutor, not the police, who files a charge, which is why the Grand Rapids Police Department can't track cases of ethnic intimidation. It's just not a code they can enter. We know because we checked with them. So if you want to know the numbers in Kent County, there have only been 7 cases of ethnic intimidation in the past 5 years, which is not to say that people didn't experience discrimination, but rather that the term ethnic intimidation is the narrow definition of a specific crime. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.